at the Unitarian Church of Vancouver. Wine, snacks, a silent auction, and art from 7 to 8 p.m., music and comedy from 8 to 10. Although the EVCMS does not yet have a permanent home of their own, their immediate goal is to raise money so they may continue to provide music lessons at subsidized rates, ensuring that students from low-income households can pursue a musical education. Tickets to the event are sold on brown paper tickets.
Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 31st of March, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksend, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, the Chair Series, a traveling performance of monologues that's been touring clubs and coffee houses up and down Howe Sound, has found a permanent home in Vancouver. We'll meet the creative mind behind the project and find out why. Plus, local filmmaker, actor, teacher, and friend of the show, Lisa Ovalles, is so close to completing her first feature. She'll be here to talk about all things Puppet Killer. And if there's time, we'll have call board and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And let's get right to it, because Lisa is here. Hi, Lisa.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How's yourself?
Very good.
Your life is a little crazy right now.
It's busy, but it's wonderful. Yeah.
So tell me about Puppet Killer, which when I first saw it, I thought it was somebody who kills puppets, but it's actually a puppet who kills.
It is. Our killer in the film is named Simon. He's an adorable, fluffy, pink puppet. So, yeah, he's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this is your first feature as a director.
As a director. I've produced multiple features, but yeah, this is my directorial debut for a feature film.
Yeah, but you've done shorts and other stuff, too.
I've directed shorts, and a comedy pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I just read somewhere that one of your other films, I Want to Date You.
Yeah. I Want to Date You is a comedy that I did with one of my business partners, Laura Adkin.
Yeah.
Shot in Vancouver. And we are going to be playing in Hollywood at the Hollywood Comedy Shorts Film Festival.
Wow.
Yeah. It's going to be playing at the Chinese Theater in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So we're really excited about
that. That is exciting.
Yes.
Yeah. You're
yes.
going to get your hands in cement and all that stuff?
I feel like maybe one more movie.
Well, you know, since you're there.
Right? Why anyway. Not? I'll bring my own star.
All right. Okay. So tell me about, let's start right from the very beginning of Puppet Killer. Where did that idea come from? How did that start? And
The idea came from, so I directed another fantastic, or pardon me, produced another fantastic short directed by Matthew Kolchuk called Bedbugs, A Musical Love Story.
Mm-hmm.
And it did really well. It was a Crazy Eights film about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And while I was producing that, I was also a casting director on a horror film called Suspension. So my brain was wrapped around horror. I love horror.
Yeah.
And I remember being on set one day, and it's this huge crew, and it's a musical, and there's puppets. And I was like, man, if I was in charge, what would I do? And my weird little brain was like, oh, he would kill people with puppets. And so I went home and it just came alive in my brain. And I called one of the actors that's a star in the film, Lee Majoub, who was helping me do casting on Suspension. And I was like, I've got this crazy idea. And I was waiting for him to tell me I was nuts. And he was like, I love it.
Yes.
And the two of us bounced ideas back and forth. It was a short, and very quickly Vancouver kind of fell in love with it. And it became mm-hmm. this huge feature film. So.
Yeah. All right. And it's almost finished.
It's almost finished.
Yeah.
We wrapped it a year ago. We had some interesting hiccups along the way, unfortunately, which I don't think...
I love that word, interesting. It means so many things.
We wrapped January last year and in a non-Canadian fashion, regrettably, had to go into a lawsuit, which really was unfortunate because, you know, A, it's not our nature, and B, it's just not a Canadian thing to do, and it sucked all of our money. But we ended up winning. We've got our film back, and so now we're just in post and sort of wrapping it up, and we just got the movie back, so we're celebrating.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And... Yeah. So to finish everything up, you need some more money.
We do. We've got, it's an $80,000 film that include $50,000 in legal fees in order to win it back.
Wow.
Which is ridiculous, but...
It was not in the budget.
No, it was not in the budget. Luckily, my team's amazing, and they all were all very stubborn, so it worked out. But we have $5,000 left in legal fees, and then approximately $25,000 to finish, which is amazing, because again, the Vancouver film community is just coming out of the woodwork and supporting us like nobody's business.
Yeah.
So we're going to probably end up making a $1.5 million film for $120,000, which is nothing. Like, we're so lucky the way the people have supported us.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
We do still have some bills.
Right. So there's a big fundraiser going on tomorrow night.
There is not tomorrow night. It's Sunday night.
Oh, it's Sunday. Yes,
yeah,
April 2nd. Yeah.
And it's called Puppet Killer's Killer Legal Fees Fundraiser. We only owe $5,000 left, which we're really proud of that we got as far as we did.
Yeah.
And the community's been amazing. So it's a fundraiser. It's taking place at the Beaumont at 8 p.m. on Sunday. So that's 326 West 5th. They are an amazingly creative space that have been awesome to help us out as well.
Yeah, Beaumont is one of those places that they've been around for about 10 years or something, but they've been really supportive for all kinds of different events and different people. They're really a good place to
They
to have.
Truly are. I have a studio in there as well, Rogue Studios, where I have a children's acting school and an improv school, and they are nothing but the most amazing community. It's something that I think we need to see more. It's a whole bunch of artists. It's an artist share space, and it's a pretty special space. So, that's where we're going to hold our fundraiser. We've got a silent auction, 50-50 tickets, and luckily a lot of the film community is coming out to support us. So.
Great. Is there going to be entertainment? Or?
There is going to be entertainment. We're going to have some live music by a wonderful woman named Emily Molly, who is also going to be playing some songs on the film. And we're going to play the trailer, the world premiere of the trailer.
Oh, can't miss that.
Well, I guess it's not the world premiere. We did premiere it, I think, last weekend in Kelowna, the Vancouver premiere of the trailer, which is amazing. And Stephen Gallagher, who did some small films like The Hobbit Trilogy and District 9, actually has come on board to be our composer and sound editor. And so he did our trailer. And it sounds so unbelievable.
I bet. You must be just like squirming with excitement.
It's crazy. Yeah. And as unfortunate as our year was, it made us the little film that could. And all these huge people are coming out to support us.
Yeah.
And I'm doing Skype calls with Stephen in New Zealand going, what? Like, how is this happening? And like, one of my very favorite bands of all time, I met with them in LA and they're writing our original soundtrack. And I'm like, what? Like, how is your phone number in my phone? The best acting I've ever done is like try not to freak out.
You look at your contacts list and go, I know this person.
It's so weird. Yeah. It's so weird. They're texting the other day because their album hit number 3 on iTunes. And I'm like, why are you texting me about this? I screenshot it like a total dork. Yeah. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, but you've earned it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you absolutely deserve it. And I'm very excited for you.
Thank you. Yeah. My whole team, I got to give full credit to every single person.
Well, yeah. We do not do it alone.
We don't do it alone. Yeah. And especially a journey like this, when I gave up, my team was there to make sure that I got up the next day. So we all really held each other up and kept strong and just went, there's no way. There's no way.
Well, give them some credit. Who are some of the people that have helped you along with this?
It's really funny to be here. Eric Carberry, who I met 5, 6, 7 years ago when I was a guest on his show with Teddy way back in the day, is now my business partner. He was one of the main producers.
Teddy, right?
Teddy, I know, right?
Cable Radio.
Yes, I was a guest on Cable Radio.
A former CITR programmer who's now gone on to bigger... He's in Toronto now.
But the small world is I was on here as a guest for Night of the Bee Movie, which is how I met you because we did that together. Yeah. Then I met Eric. He's become my business partner. So Eric Carberry, without question, Michelle Muldoon and Ellen Chauvet and Alex Ponovic are my producing partners that have had my back. Ellen Chauvet is one of our investors who didn't need to be the person she was. She really stepped up. Michelle as well. She was originally a co-producer, and she just did so much work that we were like, there's no way we're not crediting you more for this. She's a phenomenal woman.
She really is.
And Alex Ponovic, who's one of the stars, is also a producer and who's just been an amazing soul. So everybody, though, literally everybody has just been so amazing. And we're all really proud of what we made. So.
I bet you are.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go celebrate it. Sunday at the Beaumont, which is at 5th and Yukon.
Yes.
And that starts at 8 o'clock. And you can get tickets at Brown Paper.
Yep.
And there's a nice Facebook page you can check on for that. And we've linked it onto the Dave Radio Facebook page. And
can
stuff.
I tell you a couple of the silent auction items
really
quick?
Yeah.
We have a phenomenal silent auction. I'll do it really quick. If there's any independent filmmakers out there looking to do a short or something, we have a $10,000 Claremont camera rental package, a $500 sound design package, a script analysis package worth $300. We've got $400 photography packages that could be used for sets, stills, anything like that. We've got headshot packages, a Peter DeLuise actor workshop, two guitars, more than I'm even forgetting. Like the amount of awesome stuff that has been donated to our silent auction, I think, really could help support other people in the industry as well. So
magnificent.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, thanks a lot for
coming
in.
Thank you so much.
So once again, it's Sunday night at the Beaumont Studio. It's the Puppet Killers Killer Fundraiser. Do not miss it.
He was a man about town. know you're good for nothing, boy. You'll only bring me down. And I can't help myself. Guess I like you around. Put a little trust in a hated man. Drop dead gorgeous, going nowhere fast. Just a little crush on a hated man. I'm feeling like a wreck and the ship's gonna crash. Shipwreck. He knows just what to say. The boy is lucky for his charms. It's hard to get away. I guess I'm happy in his arms. Put a little trust in a hated man. Drop dead gorgeous, going nowhere fast. Just a little crush on a hated man. I'm feeling like a wreck and the ship's gonna crash.
Got his fingers in my hair. He knows it makes it hard to swim. He's got me fighting for some air. And now he's gotta pull me in. Put a little trust in a hated man. Drop dead gorgeous, going nowhere fast. Just a little crush on a hated man. I'm feeling like a wreck.
Ever had a hankering to ski the world-famous slopes of
Whistler?
Boy, do we have great news for you. Escape the city in one of Zipcar's many mountain-ready vehicles. Plus, get $30 back in free driving credit when you tweet a selfie on the slopes at Zipcar Vancouver. Zipcar, wheels when you want them.
I left drinking on the city train.
September Concerts and CITR 101.9 FM present Chicago indie rock band Whitney. With special guest Julie Byrne. On Monday, April the 10th at the Biltmore Cabaret. That's on sale now at timbreconcerts.com. That's T-I-M-B-R-E concerts.com.
Dance Horizons provides affordable classes and encourages students to get involved with the community to develop as dancers.
Our classes are open to all skill levels, with styles ranging from hip-hop to ballet, and are taught by professional instructors.
We're running some exciting events in the next week.
Our dancers will be visiting Harbor Dance Center and are putting on a show on campus on December 3rd. If you want to see us dance to this song, visit UBC Dance Horizons on YouTube.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
So, oh dear, I had the wrong button on. There we go. So we got the chair series. People are sort of settling in, so we'll let them settle in, and I'll just talk to myself for a few minutes here. It's time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's okay. You guys can make noise. I can talk over you. That's fine. Okay. It's our belief that they're sort of whispering and pointing to each other. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. What's the first one here? Oh, yes, it's Perry Elwick's Camp Shakespeare, the Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance Musical Theater Summer Program. They are holding auditions now until probably for another week or so. This is a summer program for singers, dancers, actors, and performers between the ages of 9 and 19, and they work out of the Jewish Community Center at 41st and Oak. So if you want more information about that, it's jccgv.com. Or you can check out theimpresario.ca for more information on that. Black Jack Productions is doing Throne by Chris Nash. And they're not only doing the play, but they're also in need of a director. So check that one on. This is a Fringe production. It'll be on in September at the Vancouver Fringe Festival. Auditions are next week, April 8th and 9th. And you can email them to reserve a spot. A little bit about the play. It's about a troubled young Irish musician who locks himself in a public restroom stall after receiving some devastating news. Inspired by true events, the script will be provided ahead of time, and you can pick up a scene if you'd like to read it. If you want to know more information about that, it's Blackjack, which is spelled BlackJacq.com, and ask for Jackie. Peninsula Productions in White Rock doing Sean McDonald's Sea of Stories. This is directed by Wendy Ballard, and it's going to be happening in August. The auditions are in April at North Bluff Road in White Rock. They're looking for performers between 15 and 30, and you need to be in school full-time or returning to full-time school in September. I guess even if you're 30 years old, you still need to be in school. I'm not quite sure. You'll have to check out with them about the details on that. That's what they wrote. I'm just reading what they wrote. Vagabond Players in New Westminster doing Charlie's Aunt by Brandon Thomas. Friend of the show Dale Kelly is directing that one. It's happening in June. The auditions are this Sunday, April 2nd, and then also on Tuesday at the Burnie Leg Theater in Queen's Park. And if you want to know more about that, it's vagabondplayers.ca. And also in New West, the Alchemy Theater, in conjunction with Vagabond Players, doing Shakespeare's Love, Labor's Lost. And that is going to be happening in August. The auditions are at the end of April, again at the Burnie Leg Theater in New West. And if you want to know more about that, alchemytheater.ca is the email address. And if you want more details on anything we've read here or check out other audition notices, you can find them at vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. So we're going to take another break, and then when we come back, we are going to talk all about the chair series.
Searching for more luxury bags, luxury bags. the one we cure. Heals me, love from above completes me. Love's the source and the ultimate force that aligns everything so neatly. Meet me down by the edge of the ocean, get swept by the waves in motion. Everyone connected, introspective, so perfected. Now we stand, we are all one people. Stay strong to the day we are equal. Sing a song for the state of the world, making the pearl in the eye of the sequel. Cause our story will move mountains, and we pray for the youth in the fountain. And it starts from the heart, let your soul take part. Take it to the top of the skyline.
All right, that's enough chatter. Now we're back on. So in the studio, gentlemen, please introduce yourselves.
Oh, hi, I'm Kat Turton.
My name is David C. Jones.
And I'm John McGee.
Oh, and, that was nice.
That was really
there
well
you go.
Done.
Wow.
I feel like I should have warmed up now.
We might have some more work for you. And you
give
are,
me coffee and I'll do it.
John is the brains behind, and David and Kat are two of the voices behind the Chair series, which... John, why don't you tell us about what the Chair series is?
I knew this would happen. I hate talking about it. And David does all the press releases.
would you rather David did it? I mean, that's his
job. I would, and then I'll correct him. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's holding the script right now.
Yeah, there you go. So John had this idea of putting words into actors' mouths. He has a very fertile and imaginative brain. Surreal almost, would you say?
Yeah,
Kat? Yeah, very surreal at times. And so he suddenly just had these words in his head that he wanted to get out, and he wanted, but he's not an actor, so he got other actors to say the words. And then he thought, what if I put a whole bunch of actors together on a stage, and it's just my words and the actors. So mm-hmm. they all wear black. There's just a chair. And then he started doing these cabarets. Started out mostly with Squamish and Whistler actors, because you're...
Yeah, basically, it's totally wrong, everything you've said.
Speaking of totally wrong,
Okay.
So we can actually hear you.
Okay, there we go.
That's why you have the headphones. I gave up the headphones, so you
can
talk.
I can't hear anything on the headphones, can you?
I can.
Just do what I tell you. All right?
Okay. Go, Dave.
Thank you, John. Yeah. What were you saying?
Boundaries. The main thing was basically what started out. I just wanted to get my chops up. So I got a couple of actors' friends together in my basement and said, let's just work on our chops.
Yeah.
And much to my amazement, actors actually want an audience, which I think is unbelievably selfish. And then it evolved, so we did that. We took it out. And then we had some audiences, and it began in Squamish at the Bracondale Art Gallery. Then it went to Whistler, The Point. Mm-hmm. Then I think we did it at the XY Club on Davie in Vancouver. And now, David, you're doing it at the
Seven Dining Lounge.
Yes.
Seven Dining Lounge.
Which will become monthly, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The idea is there's about 30 actors now.
Wow.
The average actor has two monologues. Kat has two. I, for the longest time, only had one because it was really hard.
Now, this is 30 actors in a rotating basis. They're not
one night.
Yeah.
And the thing about John is that he gets these ideas and he just churns out different monologues at rampant
pace. So that's kind of one of the unique things about the show is it's always changing. There's always new pieces.
Yeah. Yes, so there's no repetition.
That's right.
Because
a little bit of repetition.
If I understand the way David wrote the press release.
Which is a challenge there.
Why don't you read it together, David?
Each monologue is kind of tailored for the person.
Yeah, basically it's sort of... really bad metaphor is basically I'm like a tailor, and I'll meet with them and I'll try to make them a suit that fits.
Mm-hmm.
So told you it was a bad metaphor.
It's a lovely metaphor.
Is it a good metaphor? I'll go with that then. So, but basically,
he's the writer.
With a small W. But the basically, I would like say David. We were going to do one for David. And David and I would meet over coffee. Sometimes we meet with a group of five or six of them. Sometimes it's one-on-one.
Now, you're gesturing to me, but I'm Dave, and he's David. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, Dave. Well, that's a faux pas that I'll never live down.
No, I'm not I'm not offended. I just want to make sure the audience is clear who we're talking
about. Because we've worked together before, and we always delineate
But, I pointed, so isn't that enough? I mean, really.
It would be if this camera was on.
Right? Radio.
Yeah. Radio. Right. Radio. Okay. Dave, who is the
host
sitting in the big chair, is say we're doing one for Dave. Dave and I would meet. We'd have a coffee. We'd talk about anything but theater.
Right.
And then at the end of our little conversation and me getting my caffeine addiction taken care of, I would ask you for a word. Just one word. Sometimes two. And then that's it. I'd walk away with that word, and then that's what I base the monologue on.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
So,
Kit does one.
My word was spatula.
Cool.
And 24 hours later, there was, two pages full of hallucinogenic ramblings in my email box, and it's incredible. We just go from there. It's really, really fun.
It's funny. Dead spatula, actually.
Dead spatula. But the word was spatula. Yes, the monologue is dead spatula.
We gave it depth.
let's talk about the experience from your side of it then, as the actor who's had this conversation, and now you get this monologue in front of you. What was your reaction when you read it?
Just really, really excited. I mean, his writing is so absurd, and there's always kind of a vein of tragedy running through it, which just makes it all the more funny in a way. So I was really excited. I printed it off as soon as I got it and walked around in circles in my room reading out loud, which is, what I do with my time. And it's so much fun to do. It is.
It's what we do.
Yeah.
And did you, because you're the helium death scene, which
helium
is hilarious.
That's right. That
was the other
first
one you
one.
Did. Was that the first one?
I saw them at Pat's Pub.
Oh, cool.
Helium death scene.
So you saw him do the...
No, it's
I
band.
Only ever did it at XY.
Is it a band?
No, it's not a band.
It should be a band. No, that's a great band.
Everyone was like, what?
Yeah.
They're kind of a hardcore death metal band, but
Dead Spatula was the band.
Well, and what I was wondering, because I don't know this, Kat, was did you do children's parties at some point in your life? Because that's about a children's party performer, it's just totally all out of
that's actually kind of a retro idea now. Children's parties are all branded content. They're all Disney princesses and Iron Man and
right.
But no, I've never done a children. I would love to do that. I'd love to.
Because the helium death scene monologue is hilarious.
And it's about a clown who is at a children's party and he's considering ending it all, not to give too much away. But he's in
that's called death scene. Though.
All right. Yeah. So let's now anchor this down to what the event we're promoting, which is Saturday, April 15th, the first night. Is Helium Death Scene going to be one of the monologues?
Absolutely.
Cool.
And Dead Spatula. And David's.
Yeah. I'm not in the show the first one because I'm in producer mode. So I'll be in the second one.
Well, that's not fun.
But most of the actors have two monologues,
right?
But they usually start with one. So we'll have a couple new people who are only doing one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have some people like Kathy Daniels, who's now up to like seven monologues.
That's amazing.
Seven different characters. Amy Reed will be there. She's got about four. But each night, there's two halves to a show.
Yes.
All eight artists are on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Most will do one in act one and a different one in act two.
Got it.
But some will only do one.
Right.
Right. They won't get up a second time.
Right.
And it takes you on this wild, hilarious, sometimes tragic. Like Christine's one always makes me cry. the one about Chris, the taxi ride one, and it's quite a roller coaster of emotions. And the last one we did at XY, I think, was the most perfect collection of characters. I felt it really built into an enthralling evening.
Great.
That's why I wanted to do it monthly.
Like,
let's do a different combination. You're probably too young, Kat, but there used to be that commercial Bits and Bytes. Every time you reach into the box, you get a whole new handful. You do remember that? So each time you come to the chair, it'll be a different combination of eight people, right? So you might hear
Never the same twice.
And you might hear one monologue. You go, oh, I've heard that before. I've heard that character before. I saw that character before. But all the rest will be completely different.
Yeah. Fascinating.
It is.
It's all about the words.
It's very exciting. Yeah.
It's for those with a short attention span.
That too.
Yeah. Because they last about 3 to 5 minutes. You don't like it, wait a couple of minutes, it'll be off. Done, and another one will come up.
All right. And well, so as we said, the first performance of short attention span theater. Don't Google that because you'll get something else. It's actually called the Chair Series. Go ahead.
I was going to say, one of the things that my theory is I always do the third Saturday of the month.
Yeah.
So it's around the 15th, because I figure if people are on two paychecks a month, that's in the middle when they could, you know, afford to go out. You go, hey, let's spend a little bit of money. Let's go out to Seven Dining Lounge, get the drink special.
We had a similar philosophy when we were, when I was a cab driver, and it was the last Wednesday of the month, because that was the day the welfare checks were issued.
Right.
And that was our big pay, our big windfall day. So yeah, no, it's smart. Get to know when people have money, so that
and
you know when to take it from them.
Yeah.
So fabulous.
Third Saturday every month. Well, for the first 3 months, it's a test run.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens after that.
I have no idea what's going on.
You know, it's you're probably better off.
I feel quite happy just sitting over here.
Yeah,
but I got the biggest mic, and that's really what matters. You know, because size does matter. As you can tell, listen to the audio quality of this microphone. They can say whatever they want, but I can say spatula, tow truck, melanoma.
All right, well, just carry on doing that. And
and now Kat and I will do our monologue.
Dave will now be appearing in his big chair in the coming week.
What's fun is that you can keep talking, and I can just fade you down there. So you're sort of...
If I start talking quieter while you're fading, I'll screw your fade up.
That's true.
Yeah, dynamite radio.
Then you'll disappear completely.
Story of my life.
If people want to know who's performing on Facebook, if they go to the chair, hilariously dramatic... they can like the Facebook page, and we will always be announcing who's performing at the next one, whether in Squamish or in Whistler or in Vancouver.
There it is. Hilariously dramatic, shockingly surreal.
Yeah.
All right.
That kind of describes it.
Hey, look at that. We got a Facebook page.
We got it right there. And it shows, and it comes up and everything. Yeah. And now I'm going to share it. This makes exciting radio. I'm going to share it.
Right now, Dave is pressing the mouse button.
Now I click on share a page you manage, and Dave Radio comes up. And then I don't have to say anything. I just have to post it, and there it is.
There you go.
So go to Dave Radio or go to the chair, hilariously dramatic, and find out more about the chair. And then get tickets and go and see it. And it's at, where is it?
Seven Dining Lounge, 53 West Broadway.
Right. Which is that, you know, when I was speaking of, you don't remember this, when I was a kid, that was called the Captain Cook Restaurant.
Yeah, I think it's gone through several different incarnations, but the Seven Dining Lounge has really turned it into a show lounge. They have improv groups there, Sunday Service performs there, and different theater groups perform there. So that's why when I was looking around for the chair, I went, I think the Seven Dining Lounge has already developed an audience around it as they serve food, but the owner goes, I want to think of this as a show lounge, not as a restaurant.
Yeah.
It just happens to have really good food.
Yeah, and it's good to have a place where you can go eat and see a show and all that in
really
the same place.
Idea.
Place,
yeah.
Time, same times and stuff. So, great. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
Thank you so
much. This was
exciting.
What's so funny?
I just find everything amusing. And I'm between two really funny people and across from a funny person. So I'm in heaven.
Just enjoying it.
It's a trifecta.
It's a trifecta of delight.
The trifecta of delight.
Oh, new monologue.
Oh, good Lord.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, while they're busy writing on that, you can listen to this.
That is a sigh of relief. Because Fun Drive 2017 is officially over.
to everyone who donated their time, energy, money, forgot to donate now but will donate online at citr.ca, couldn't donate this year but will donate in the future, and to our community as a whole, CITR and Discorder want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just like thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting us with your money, and we promise to make good use of it.
Muchas gracias. Gracias, gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Merci, genre infiniment.
Thank you, everybody. That was great.
Imagine that you are at the edge of a forest. A wizard is holding a violin, and he points you towards a cave full of voices. Do you enter, yes or no? Ivory Towers, Holy Helm, Walgren, and Prophecy Sun are constructing a soundscape to reach the sky. Your chance to bear witness will be at the Toast Collective on Thursday, April 6th. There will be jelly beans.
Wailing from the deep, she wanted me. She wanted me. For this whole time, no, I love it when you're begging me to stay. I love it when you're telling me to stay. I don't know, ooh, if I'll ever see your face. But I want to.
still we march and we'll never falter. Side by side we'll sing our song. Let's have a cheer for our fallen brethren. Through us say we'll never die.
Attached to anything else. Feeling in a hot place again. Feeling in
that way. We met in Crab Park on that cold, in that snowy December day. So I said nothing, and you said nothing, and we decided to go our separate ways again.
And that's our show. Thanks a lot for spending your lunch hour with us. Special thanks to the lovely Lisa Ovalles and the lovely David C. Jones and John McGee and Ket. Where'd he go? I forgot Ket's last name. Anyway, all right, we had some great guests on the show today. And thanks for listening. Ket Turton, that was his last name. Okay, now we're back on script. If you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archives at CITR.ca. Stick around, we got Fresh Slice up next. Radio Zero at 2 o'clock, and then at 3:30, it's Napkin Boy. Nardwuar, the Human Serviette, presents a Vancouver institution for almost 30 years. Dave Radio will return next week at the same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.